With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At the Justice Department today, a big announcement from Attorney General Pam Bondi. She announced that one of the participants in planning the U.S. compound attack in Benghazi, Libya, clear back in 2012, has been apprehended by the FBI. Four people were killed in that attack, including the U.S. ambassador in Libya at the time, Christopher Stevens. Meanwhile, it became a big controversy after Hillary Clinton said during later testimony, "What does it matter now at this time?" One Libyan militant suspected of being a mastermind of the attacks earlier was also convicted in the U.S., and he's now serving a prison term as a result. A Los Angeles grocery store became a scene of a deadly car crash yesterday. Donna Warder takes a closer look.
Captain Eric Scott of the Los Angeles City Fire Department says the 92-year-old driver first hit a bicyclist, continuing for another block before driving into the bakery section of a 99 Ranch Market where customers were.
Tragically, three of those individuals were beyond any medical help.
Several people were trapped underneath the vehicle. Two of those hurt were taken to the hospital in critical condition.
That is Donna Warder reporting. Russian and U.S. negotiators have discussed the expiration of the last remaining nuclear arms pact between the two countries.
Representatives have agreed on the need to quickly launch new arms control talks. The new START, or Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, expired on Thursday. It leaves no caps on the two largest atomic arsenals for the first time in more than half a century, fueling fears of an unconstrained nuclear arms race.
That is Lawrence Brooks reporting. The U.S. has emphasized the need for China to join a future arms pact, and it also accused Beijing of covert nuclear testing. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports it looks like J.K. Rowling is getting the last laugh.
The author of the Harry Potter books has been campaigning against transgenderism for years and has been vilified for it. But with the jury award of $2 million to a New York woman who regrets her sex change operation, Rowling says the tide has turned. Writing on X, she says, quote, "This will go down in history as one of the worst medical scandals of all time. Adults sold troubled young people the idea that all of their trauma would be resolved by removing healthy body parts." Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious persecution is an underreported aspect of the Russia-Ukraine war. International Christian Concern points out that amidst the fighting, Christ followers, they say in a statement, have been caught in the crosshairs as stories of the Russian government mistreating Protestant Christians and Ukraine restricting the Ukrainian Orthodox Church have been reported. So the violations apparently happening on both sides. This is SRN News. A rough day for Bitcoin in the latest trading session.
The price of Bitcoin has continued its month-long slide, even after the White House hosted banks and cryptocurrency companies this week, seeking common ground on pending legislation that would regulate stablecoins. Bitcoin dipped below $64,000 and has lost nearly half of its value since October 6, when it hit a record high of over $126,000. After Trump's 2024 election win, Bitcoin prices chugged even higher, as Trump strongly backed cryptocurrencies. Those gains have now been erased. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the major indexes are thriving. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by 965 points. The NASDAQ up by 407. And the S&P 500 has eked out a 106-point gain so far. More on these stories at srnnews.com.